37 of Auntie Tell Us All the podcast. Welcome back, Caesar, Jeff, and Brett, back on the podcast for another season of the NFL football.
Good afternoon, folks.
Good evening, actually. It's
8:12
p.m.
Whatever.
It's funny.
Whatever.
Hey, it is. It's okay.
It's all right. Yeah. All right, Brad, before we get started here, Brad, just give me your thoughts on the upcoming year in the NFL coming up in a couple of weeks here.
I can't believe it's here. Excited. I get to go to 2 games this year. So I'm excited about that. I had to cancel one of them this afternoon, but, I won't be seeing Caesar from a fight. It should be fun. But it's hard to believe it's that time again. So
I know time flies, man.
And the AFC is so stacked that it was much easier to pick the NFC than the AFC stuff by far.
Yep. All right, Jack, your thoughts on the upcoming year?
I'm excited. It's going to be weird for, you know, Rodgers being in a different town, you know, just all the changes that happened in this offseason. The giant running back debacle, if you will. I'm excited for the season. Again, I'm like Brad, I can't believe it's here. Should be hopefully be a good season. Pretty entertaining, I'm hoping. But yeah, we'll see what happens.
And we're ready to list as well. No Brady for the first time.
That's true.
20 years.
God bless America. 2 years, I guess it is years now, huh? Yeah. But, all right, these are your thoughts on the season coming up here.
Yeah, I'm really excited. The off season's coming on, and it's been really interesting off season. There's a lot of things going on. And, finally, Dalvin Cook found a new home to the New York Jets. Yeah.
Shock.
I'm looking for the Hawks season coming up with Jackson Smith and Najigba. He should be awesome to watch, so we'll see how it goes, and we'll see how the AFC hopefully the rush will decline even more, and go from there. All right, well, we'll go start the podcast here with Jeff first. What is your bold prediction for the year this year?
My bold prediction, I'm going to say it might not be bold, but with all the hype, I'm going to say the Jets don't even make it to the wild card.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's my bold prediction.
Don't make the playoffs, you're saying?
Nope.
All right. We'll see how it goes. Caesar, your bold prediction.
I'm going to say
what is that? You're picking up
the Lions get a wild card spot.
They'll get a wild card spot. Okay, that's definitely bold. Okay. Brad?
I don't think that's bold at all, actually.
I'm sarcastic about that.
But you have to see it to believe it because it's Detroit. So you have to kind of.
That's true.
My bold, I will go a little in a different direction. I'll go in my own division, the NFC.
Okay.
I will say that the surprise team out of the NFC East this year.
Yeah.
Is the Commanders.
Explain. Surprised him.
I think that when you have a new ownership group, that they have hit a reset button there in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
There was even talk about maybe they go back to their old name. Now, that would have to go through some that they it could happen. That's a possibility.
Yeah, I heard about
not,
that. Yeah.
Not likely, but a possibility.
Yeah.
Ron Rivera now has been there. I think we're going on year 4, surprisingly.
Yeah.
So the Giants barely beat them out for the playoffs last year.
Right.
So I just think they're going – I don't know what their record's going to be, but I think morale at the end of the year in that building
mm-hmm.
will be a lot better. And I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs or not, but I do think it'll be like, whoa, where'd they come from? Maybe.
That's so you said that they'll be surprising this year.
Yeah, I think they're definitely going to improve on what they have. I don't think they're going to be in the cellar of the NFC East.
Yeah.
From a competitive standpoint, I hope they are, but I don't know that they will. But I'm not. I just feel like they've got that when you switch owners like that. I think everybody in that building is going, think, okay, thank God, now we can go play. Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. My bold prediction is not that bold. It might be bold, but we'll see. After I watched Russell Wilson play this weekend, he didn't look as good. He didn't look any better than he did last year. So. I'm going to go Russell Wilson continues the decline off the cliff this year in Denver. You guys thoughts on that?
I think Russell Wilson is the new Carson Wentz.
Oh, really? I like that. Okay.
I do. I think by mid next season, he'll be benched. I don't think they'll go that far this year, but I.
Only problem with being benched is they don't have anyone to back to come in.
Well, that's why I said next season.
No, they don't.
Next season. Okay, next season.
Yeah, not this year. I don't think there will be any main changes. I think they'll ride him out through the season if he's healthy. You know, chalk it up to this, chalk it up to that, and then by mid next season, he will be on the bench.
Yeah. Is there thoughts on Russell Wilson this year?
I don't think Sean Payton's going to change him much. I think he's declining. So.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah, like Jeff said, he's gonna probably get benched sooner or later.
Yeah. Have Brad your thoughts on Russell?
I really do not like Sean Payton after he's just an arrogant, you know what.
Yeah,
I was gonna go worse than that. But but I gotta see it. Like it was preseason. And they lost on the last play of the game to Arizona. I mean, I'm not. Yeah, he didn't look great. Now I didn't watch the whole thing, but I mean, like, I was at a bar watching part of it. But like, I'm not going to say they're going to be terrible. I from morale standpoint, I want them somebody's got to knock off Kansas City. Now it's not going to be them.
No, it's not
in their own division. It's not. But
LA probably. Yeah,
which I'm fine with that. It's just I don't know that they're going to be. I don't know what Jimmy and the Raiders are up to, although they looked okay the other day.
Yeah,
but I think we need to give it about 3 to 4 weeks to be like, okay, now we can kind of see, because it was pretty obvious a year ago by week five. Okay, he's going to be that good.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll see. Like after they play the Jets, whenever that game is, I think that's early week October. Five. Yeah, so that'll be a good indication. We're kind of in that, you know, in that time frame. But I don't know. I never used to despise Denver, but now, especially with those two together, it's done.
I'm with you there 100%. Yeah. All right, Jeff, who is your NFL Rookie of the Year this year?
For offense or defense?
This is just... I'll just erase that one.
Either way, I'll say for offense, I'm going Bijan Robinson.
Bijan, okay. I'll just erase my thing here real quick. Hold on. Sorry. All right. I'll do that in a little minute here, but I'll ask Jeff to get a different one this time. MVP, Jeff.
MVP of the NFL?
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'm gonna say Travis Kelce, to be honest with you.
Travis Kelce, that's interesting. No one's won a MVP from a non-quarterback in like 30 years. So.
I know. And I think they're gonna start trying to switch that up.
Okay. We'll see. It's kind of a D-bag in my opinion, but yeah.
Well, so are you and so am I, so. Oh! It all fits. I mean,
it all fits.
I love the Kelce brothers. I like the podcast.
I'm sorry.
I do.
To hear that.
Who needs a beer real bad? Okay, here we go.
Caesar? Who's your MVP?
It's, Probably gonna stick at quarterback, and it's gonna be.
Please say Cousins.
No, not Cousins. No.
VP of the Vikings.
Well, it would be nice, but nah.
Yeah, it would be nice.
See him playing. I don't see him. I'll just go Patrick Mahomes again.
Oh, original. All right.
No, actually go Burrow.
Go Burrow?
Yeah, that. There you go. There you go. My boy.
All right. And I guess Brad, you have the same one?
No. I'm not going to pick him. No.
Oh, okay.
No, I love Joe Burrow.
Yeah, me too.
We're talking MVP of the league?
MVP of the league, yep.
I'm going to go off the board a little bit.
Okay.
As a guy who needs to step up
and
maximize their potential, I'm gonna go Justin Herbert.
Ooh, spicy. Okay.
Yeah.
Disappointed you didn't say Daniel Jones.
No. I'm realistic. But hey, if Daniel Jones won a playoff game, Justin Herbert didn't. So there's that.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I would love that to happen, but I got it's one of those things that. Let's beat the Eagles before we start talking about other shit. Like, let's beat Dallas once. Let's beat, Philly once. It's a tough division.
It is. It's the toughest one, I think, in the NFL.
I think it's by far the toughest in the NFL. Wait till you hear my playoff picks.
AFC.
I
can't wait.
AFC East is up there, too, but yeah.
AFC North actually is up there as well. My pick is Josh Allen. I think Buffalo will have a big year this year. You'll see my picks later on, but I think he's due to get up the hump, I think, this year. So we'll see. But that's my pick, Josh Allen.
I'm the Madden cover, so I don't think.
Who cares about Madden covers? All right. Who
cares? Anchors.
Madden ratings game, Jalen Hurts in 88. Give me a break. I mean.
That's not too bad, actually. Not too bad.
Oh, shit.
I'm just kidding about that. I'm just kidding. Give me shit.
No, I know.
I know. It's all good. All right. Brad, who's your coach of the year this year?
Coach of the year. Come back to me on that one. I'm sorry.
Right.
I gotta look at this for a second.
All right. Caesar?
Zach Taylor.
Zach. Nice. The Bengals. Okay. I like that, actually, a lot. Jeff?
Ron Rivera.
Ooh. Okay.
You're cheating off my stuff.
Ron Rivera. Okay. And Brad?
You go.
I'm going Sean McDermott.
Oh, he was up there for me, buddy.
Was he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, let's see.
Shane Steichen of the Colts.
What's that?
I said Shane Steichen of the Colts.
No.
No. Hell no.
Who won it last year? I forget.
It was your guy.
Oh, I was different. I really should know that. My bad. I'm gonna go off the board again and go.
Interesting.
Dan Campbell's not obvious, but like everyone, they're expected to. So I'm gonna go. You know what? I'll go with my. I know this is gonna be wrong.
Like most things you say,
But
Doug Peterson.
No, I'll go Arthur Smith because nothing's expected.
In Atlanta.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Nothing's expected of him. So these other guys that we mentioned have good teams.
True.
So
Ron Rivera has a good team.
The Commanders.
But I just said like I think that I don't.
No, I know. Brad, I'm giving you a hard time, buddy.
No. I like your pick, though. I might have picked that one, but I'll go off the board to be different.
All right.
You copy me.
Appreciate that.
I copy you. Yeah. No.
All right. So now we go back. Now we go to the NFL Defensive Player of the Year. I'm going T.J. Watt for my pick. Jeff, who do you have for this one?
Come back to me.
All right. Brad?
Shit. Caesar, you go. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Joey Bosa.
With who?
Actually, Nick Bosa.
You say some Bulls?
He said Nick Bosa.
Oh, Nick Bosa. Nick, okay.
Nick Bosa.
Can I hear you? Okay. All right, Brad?
Boy. TJ Watt's a good answer. I like it.
You can say as well. You know,
yeah, I hate the guy, but I might have. Yeah, I'll go with that too.
TJ Watt. Okay. And Jeff?
Yeah.
Micah Parsons.
Okay. Micah Parsons. Solid. All right. All right. So now we go to NFL. Offensive Rookie of the Year, which you said Bichon was yours, Jeff.
Yep.
Brad, who's your offensive player Rookie of the Year?
this is going to be dumb. I'm going to go Bryce Young.
Bryce Young, okay. That's not bad.
That's not a bad pick, dude, really.
I want him to do well because I want Houston to do well. Really bad. So.
Yeah. I hear you. All right, Caesar?
Jackson Smith at Jibba.
Smart man. That's smart. All right. Let me put you down for that one. I have the same answer as well for that one. He's been just a stud here early in camp. He's just been putting on a show, so hopefully he'll get that award as well. He's fun to watch, though. That's for sure. All right. Jeff, who is your NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year?
The one and only Jalen Carter.
All right. I have the same answer as well on that one.
Because he's a beast.
Yeah, we'll see how he does. Brad?
Yeah, I'd have to go with that too, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah. Caesar?
Christian Gonzalez.
Who? Christian Gonzalez. Oh, for the Patriots. Okay.
From the Patriots, yeah.
Christian Gonzalez. Who the Patriots? Dak, not Dak, but Ezekiel Elliott signed today with the Pats today.
Yeah.
I was like,
oh, it's only a 1-year deal?
Yeah, yeah. It's a low amount, but yeah, it's a 1-year deal. Yeah, it's 1 year, $1 million bonus, $3 million guaranteed, and then that's like $6 million for bonus bonus and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, $6 million at the max he can make. Yeah. All right, here we go. Let's go Caesar first. Who is your NFL Comeback Player of the Year?
I'm actually on that.
Okay. Jeff?
This is one I honestly have no idea. I'm jokingly, well, it's going to be Damar Hamlin.
Yeah,
I was trying not to.
That's the answer.
Yeah.
Try not to state the absolute obvious. I was going to jokingly say Russell Wilson, but you got to have a good season for that to happen.
So, Russell, your answer?
Yeah, well, you didn't hear the end. I said, but you're going to have a good season for that to happen.
Oh.
But yeah, officially it's Damar Hamlin.
Yeah. If he wants to tap, he's already won the award, so.
He's won the award.
Yeah, he died like on the field, so he's back alive. So
yeah.
Definitely the right choice there. Just for me though, Brad.
Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun, okay, that's a nice pick as well. Let's see. All right, Caesar.
Yeah, going with Damar Hamlin.
Okay, I see. Copycat. I gotcha. Huh. I'm just joking. All right. All right, here we go. First coach fired. Jeff, who do you have in this one?
Bold prediction as well. This was almost going to be my bold prediction of the year.
Okay.
I'm saying Mike McCarthy.
Ooh, Cowboys. Okay.
Yep.
It is bold because, you know, Jerry doesn't even fire his coaches during the year, so it's kind of a...
I know.
Yeah. That'd be a first.
Dak's going to get pissed and have him fired.
We'll see. That'd be kind of fun to watch that happen. Kind of cool.
Praying.
All right. Brad, who do you got?
This is a really tough one. Maybe Todd Bowles.
Yep.
Good choice.
That's a good choice. All right. Caesar.
They're not good. Right?
No, they're not. No, not at all.
Ron Rivera. Yep.
Interesting. That is definitely a wild card. All right. My pick as well is Todd Bowles as well. So that's my pick as well. Todd Bowles winning that first coach fired. All right, here we go. AFC East. I had the Buffalo Bills win the AFC East. Who do you have, Caesar?
Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
Until someone just denies them the title.
Okay. All right, Brad?
Same.
Yep, the Buffalo Bills. Okay, Jeff?
Bills.
All right. That means they won't win.
I don't know.
I'll pick the same one. It always has. We'll see. But, yeah, go Bills. All right. AFC North. Caesar, who do you have in that one?
Ravens.
Well, all right. Brad?
As long as Joe Burrow's healthy, I'll go Bengals.
Yeah, definitely. All right, Jeff?
I'm going Bengals as well.
Yeah, I have them as well. Go Bengals, you know, got them. So we'll see how it goes. AFC South, I have the Jacksonville Jaguars by default. Brad, who do you have in that one?
I'm going to go the Titans.
Tennessee Titans, okay. Interesting.
Jacksonville's good, but but the Titans were, they melted. They absolutely melted down at the end of the year last year. So
yeah,
we'll see if that's a recurring theme or, I don't
know. All right. Caesar, who do you have?
I think it would depend on the quarterback who plays quarterback for the Titans, but we'll see. Yeah. I'm going to go Jacksonville by default.
Yeah, I agree. Jeff?
Yeah, I'm going to agree with both you guys and go with the old Jacksonville.
That's my first year. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to say I'm rooting for them this year, but I'm not really rooting against them either. Like, I wouldn't mind seeing them have a decent year.
Oh, me too. It's my first full year without the Colts in my life, so that's that.
Oh.
I just couldn't handle Jim Irsay, his big mouth anymore, and all that. So
it's like a death in the family. It's like a death in the family.
Not really, but yeah.
No,
I know. I got. I get you. Yeah. Rest in peace, Colts, to me. There you go. All right. AFC West. Brad, who do you have in the AFC West?
I have to do the Chiefs until they. Yeah. I really want to pick against them, but I don't want to look at that.
Yeah, until they get knocked off, I have to pick the Chiefs as well. Yep. Jeff?
I'm going to say Chiefs so long as Mahomes stays healthy all year.
You don't say.
If he doesn't, then it's Chargers for sure.
Right. Yeah, I agree. Caesar, who do you got?
Yeah, I'm going Chiefs.
Yeah.
Until they get dethroned.
Yep. Klein, super CrossFit. All right. So we have to go our AFC wild cards. You get three each. Mine is the Jets, Ravens, and Chargers. Brad, who are your three wild cards in AFC?
This is really difficult. I'm gonna go. Boy, gotta go Ravens because of who I am. And I will. Oh boy, I will do. God, this is like it's hard to leave somebody out of this.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Okay, Ravens, Jets, and. Chargers.
So my picks basically what you tweeted. Gotcha.
No, all right. Well, hold on. I'll do one different than you. I will take.
Okay.
You know what? We'll throw the Raiders in. Take out the Chargers.
All right. Go Raiders. Okay. All right. Interesting. So
yeah, shit showing happened down there, but we'll see.
So Ravens, Jets, and Chargers.
No. Ravens, Jets, Raiders.
Yes.
I want to see the Raiders do something. I really do.
And by the way, what did you think, Brad, of the – you got Ruggs got only 4 years, four years in prison for his killing.
It's pathetic.
It's 3 to 10 eligible for parole at 3, but most likely will not get. Oh, I think it's way too little, but most likely won't get parole the first round.
Yeah, it's definitely way too much for a murder. I mean, yeah, definitely.
It's way too much. Oh, it's way too much for a murder?
No, way too less. Way too Way too lenient.
I mean, it's not surprising at all. I mean, it's disappointing, but you know, we'll see. It'll be an even bigger story if when he gets out after good behavior after 3 or probably how that goes and if he's, you know.
Because the NFL brings him back, that's
good. I don't know about you.
I don't think I could do 3 years in prison.
All right. See, who do you have in the AFC wild card this year?
Bengals, Jets.
Wait. I'm sorry. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead. Bengals, Jets.
And I'll go Chargers.
All right. And Jeff, who do you have?
Bengals, Ravens, and Miami.
Well, you picked the Bengals from the North, so they can't be a wild card as well.
Sorry. I was having a brain fart there.
Yeah.
Ravens, Miami, and Chargers.
Okay. Miami. Okay. If Tua is healthy, they have a chance to do some good things there.
Tua's going to be a DeMar Hamlin on the field, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that disrespectfully, but, I mean, that guy, my God, I hope he doesn't finish the season with concussions. I mean, holy hell.
Yeah.
I can't afford to go through that again. No.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Chargers, Dolphins, and Baltimore Ravens?
Yep.
All right.
Nobody said Pittsburgh, and they're quietly kind of like, don't forget.
I thought about it.
Hey, you shut your mouth. Don't talk about that horrible team.
I'm just saying.
My God.
Man, I hope they have a shit year, but I don't know.
Yeah, I we'll see. All right, Brad, who do you have as your AFC champion?
Buffalo,
okay. Caesar?
Third time.
Bengals.
Maybe.
Do that.
I love that.
Yeah. All right. And Jeff, who's your AFC champion?
I'm going to go with Bengals as well.
All right. Well, me and Brad agree, so I'm probably get that wrong, but taking the Bills as well to win the AFC
championship. I want it to be the Bills. I just, God, for some reason, I don't think Allen has it in him.
I got faith. I want the AFC Championship game to involve somebody other than the Chiefs.
The Chiefs. I agree. 100%.
If it's the Bills and the Bengals in the championship game, I don't care.
Oh, I'd be happy as hell.
I'd be happy with that. Yeah.
It should have happened last year.
Agreed.
And a year before that, too. Like, that's just.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
I know. Exactly. Eagles should have won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Oh, that's unfortunate. Hey,
I'll pay you for dinner, Jeff. Sorry. All right.
No, you're good, dude.
That's wrong.
Oh, that's funny. All right, Jeff, who do you have in NFC East?
There we go.
Philadelphia Eagles.
All right. Fly, Eagles, fly. All right. Caesar?
Eagles.
Yeah. Brad?
As much as it pains me, I have to – yeah, I don't see them slowing down, so, yeah. I have to agree with that.
Barring injuries to, you know, and all that stuff. But
right.
Yeah.
Which is possible.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I have – them as well, unfortunately. I have Philly as well. All right, NFC North, probably one of the worst divisions in football this year. Caesar, who is your pick? I guess.
The Vikings.
Oh, wow. That's shocking. All right. Brad?
If not now.
Yeah. When?
Are you ready for Justin Field? No.
the Bears?
No. Okay. Wouldn't that be awesome, though, like, out of nowhere?
No.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And because Detroit's supposed to be good, and then today faceplant, the Vikings can't handle Justin Fields, and Green Bay sucks. I mean, that would be something, but it's
it
not
would
gonna,
be.
I will go with Detroit.
All right. All right.
For once.
Come on.
For okay. a division winner, they haven't won the division since 1993.
Were you picking them? It's been a lot. So, all right. Jeff, who do you have in the NFC North?
I'm going Vikings.
Yeah, I have them by default this year. So, I have Vikings to win by default. We'll see how it goes. All right. NFC South. Oh, man. This one's a tough one. Tough division
here. You can't force me.
I can. And who do you have winning this one?
I don't know.
I think there's an obvious answer here. I actually do.
I agree.
Okay, then let's hear it, Brad.
No. I want to see. I want you to go.
God damn. I'm going to go. Screw it. I'm going Falcons.
Ooh. Atlanta Falcons. All right. Brad, who's your obvious pick?
I think it's the Saints.
I agree with you, actually, as well.
They are not going to go marching in, dude. No, it ain't going to happen this year.
Because now I would like to, I like the Falcons more than any other team in that division, as we all know. Yeah. So I think that, and I, for my coaching pick to work, Arthur Smith needs to like start 4-1.
And Derek Carr and his face paint are coming to New Orleans, everybody.
I think Derek Carr's got something to prove. I think he's motivated. Carolina has my man crush Andy Dalton, and that ain't gonna work. Uh-huh. And Tampa Bay has, that could be a disaster. That could be a disaster.
Oh, for sure.
But now
that quarterback.
Now watch, they win the division with Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield, baby.
but I think the Saints, and so I kind of have to root for the Saints because I kind of like Derek Carr. I always have. So
I know you have, yeah. And his eyeliner too. I think you like that as well.
No, my mom doesn't like the eyeliner. I could care less.
Okay.
Just go win games. He has a hot wife. He can do whatever he wants. I don't
know. Oh, I know. Oh, he definitely.
Does he?
Heather can do whatever she wants.
Look
Heather
it
Carr,
up.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, look it
and
up.
And you're single, Jeff. You can look this. Well, never mind. You
can look still look it up.
I know you can.
Is she better than Lauren?
No.
Okay.
J.J. Dalton takes the cake from me, but Lauren Tannehill on the boat in the team. Pretty good.
All right, Caesar. Who do you have,
Caesar? I'm going to go, as much as I hate them for the Bellinger Gate, I'm going to go with the Saints.
Saints come marching in, baby.
Yep.
All right, Jeff's on his line.
I knew there was an option.
Yep. All right, NFC West. Who do you have, Caesar?
Seahawks.
All right. I love it. I love it, baby. Let's go.
Fucking suck ass.
Oh. All right, Jeff.
I'm going Niners.
Yeah. We'll see. They always get hurt all the time, so we'll see how they do. But, because Niners are right. Brad, who do you have in the West?
I was torn on that one, too, because
me too.
Sean McVay is still there. And
his heartbeat's still there. Yeah.
His heartbeat's still there. Arizona might as well,
Tank.
I shouldn't say that because
I'll
jinx Arizona for a good season, but I'll be in Arizona for week two. That's
in Arizona
For the Giants Arizona game. I'll be there.
Oh, okay,
that's the one I didn't cancel because that's almost a freebie for me.
Yeah.
So because I have family down there. But
right.
I will go until Kyle Shanahan's beat.
I
gotta go there, but
okay.
The Seahawks, they lost three times of them last year. So if they can beat them and I think they play on Thanksgiving, right?
Yep, in Seattle. Yeah.
So that's kind of a telling no matter where they are, if they're competitive, which they should both be.
Yep.
That'll be kind of a big one.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
So,
I'll
say San Francisco, but it's not by much. But I just think they're very creative and they're very well coached.
Yep.
I don't hate them like I hate the Rams, so that's fine.
Oh, I hate the fucking Niners and the Rams.
Oh, I know.
Cardinals are like, meh.
Because they're not relevant right now.
Right now, and they probably won't be ever.
Probably get, and when they beat Seattle again, they'll be like, all right, it's back on.
Yeah, pretty much. All right. Well, I have the Hawks win this game as well, but just barely over the Niners, but we'll see how it goes. Because last year, Hawks lost three times, but all the games were close except for the playoff game. That one was not close.
No.
After halftime, it wasn't close. So, yeah. All right. Caesar, who are your three NFC wildcard picks?
49ers, Lions, and Falcons.
Okay, the Falcons. All right, we'll see. All right, Brad, who do you got?
Dallas.
Ooh.
Giants.
Wow.
Vikings.
All right, so you have two NFC East teams in the wild card. All right.
The Giants scare me because I really want to believe they can do it, go back, but that division. You know, Dallas, I don't underestimate them at all.
Yeah.
And the Vikings just won the division and were damn, you know, if they would have had, and I mean this in a very nice way, had they not had the Giants in that playoff game, who they had just played 2 weeks before in a really competitive game, say you put the Vikings up against somebody else in their building, I think they would have won that playoff game. I do. The Giants just can't beat Philly or Dallas. That's their Achilles heel. And so the Vikings need to get a bye, honestly. but it was hard. I didn't want to leave out Seattle, but I'm like, was it a flash in the pan last year, or are they really building something? We're going to find out.
Yes, we will. Can't wait.
And we'll see, you know, after a few weeks, we'll see if the Giants, actually that Monday night game, mm-hmm. the Seahawks and Giants in October,
yeah,
is great because it's really two teams that they're pretty similar, and you know they're about the same skill wise and everything, and they both make I think, and so that game early on, depending on how they start,
yeah,
the Giants have a tough schedule to start. Yeah. We're gonna see how this shakes out. I wish I could go to that game, but you know,
that's over New York, right?
It is, yeah. I'd love to go, but...
Yeah. I thought so, yeah.
I got to save money.
Oh, absolutely. All right, Jeff, who's your three NFC wildcard teams?
I'm going to go with the Giants.
Attaboy.
All right.
I'm going to go with Detroit.
Okay.
And my final one, it's going to be a shocker.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be a shocker. Washington.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going with the Niners, Lions, and Giants for my three wild cards.
Oh.
Yeah. We'll see.
That's a pretty good choice, Oz, to be honest.
Yeah, I thought so when I made it this morning.
As hard as it is, we all kind of have the same theme, except I went all in on
Dallas. NFL. Yeah, fuck you.
On Dallas. Yeah, for some reason, I hate Dallas. I don't know why I picked them, but I just... Well, it's like because
you don't hate them and you secretly love them and you hate life and you hate everyone else.
Closet Cowboys fan. I always knew that. Yeah. Oh boy.
It's okay.
That's all right.
They have Caesar. Programs for that.
All right, Caesar. Who is your NFC champion?
49ers.
Okay. And Brad, who is your NFC champion?
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I can pick against that. Yeah, I got to go there too, unfortunately.
Okay.
No.
Okay, Jeff, who do you got? Philadelphia, I'm guessing.
Yep, Philadelphia Eagles.
I have them as well. All right, so now Super Bowl, I have Buffalo over Philadelphia as my Super Bowl. So Buffalo is the champions. Hope we'll see. Caesar, who is your – yeah, you have Philadelphia and Buffalo. Who is your pick there? That's right, Bengals and the Niners. Who is your pick?
Bengals win.
Bengals over the Niners. All right. All right. Brad?
Bills.
Got the Bills over the Niners.
I do.
Okay. And Jeff?
Philly. Over the Bengals.
Over the Bengals. Buffalo. Okay. All right. Over the Niners. Okay, and you got Philly over the Bengals. Yep. All right. All right. Got that. All right. Hold on. Okay. All right. Got that. Okay. All right. So now we end the podcast on Food Corner and a random question, then we'll end the podcast here. So this first question is from my friend Ryan Deese. I'll ask this to Jeff first. Do you prefer chicken or beef nachos?
Nachos? Chicken.
Yeah, chicken. I like beef actually the best, but chicken's good too. I like chicken, but I like beef the best though for nachos. Brad?
Chicken, yeah.
Chicken? Okay. Okay. And Caesar?
Beef. I don't mind chicken once too.
Yeah, I agree. I don't mind either of them, but I like for beef over the other two. All right, this is from... forget who this is from. Oh, yes, this is from Joe. He's back. Ice cream versus pudding. What is better, Caesar?
Ice cream, because I like it more frozen. Than
yeah, I love anything. Ice cream. I don't mind pudding, but ice cream is better than pudding in my opinion. Brad, your thoughts on that?
No, without question, ice cream.
Yeah. It's a landslide, I think. But, Jeff, what do you think about that?
I'm torn.
Hmm.
I have to go with pudding because fuck lactose.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
I would 100% go with ice cream.
Yeah.
But since ice cream doesn't 100% go with me, I have to go with pudding. Don't get me wrong. I still screw myself. And regret it, but it's goddamn ice cream. It's delicious.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All right, this is from Ryan Lund. He's back for this season. Kind of a weird one, but that's what you get from Ryan. So I'll ask Jeff first. Do you think a skeleton would enjoy M&M or Skittles more, and why?
I'm going to say M&M or Skittles because skeletons are, I would assume, would be depressed, and so therefore they would want to taste the rainbow.
Exactly. That's my thought as well. Yeah, I agree with that as well. All right. Caesar, your thoughts on that?
I'm going to say the Skittles.
Yeah, because also they're more sweet as well, sweet and tangy as well. I mean, that's just like kind of...
Yeah, they are.
Kind of bland sometimes. Brad, your thoughts on this question?
Yeah, I can. I hate Skittles, but I can get down with that. I mean,
oh, I love Skittles. Okay.
Time and a place.
I like it all the time.
Hey, I want to change my. I want to change that pick on defensive rookie of the year.
Okay.
Joey Porter Jr.
Really?
I was, yeah.
Yeah.
I know, Joey Porter Jr., okay. Off the board goes Jalen Carter and go to Joey fucker Porter.
Is that the only one I think that's, I'm different from everybody else in all those other answers, I think.
Yeah. We'll see. I forget. It's been a while since I asked, but, yes. All right, so now we go back. This one here is from Bree, and go Caesar first. Should oatmeal be creamy or chewy in your opinion?
Chewy.
Okay, so thank you, Caesar, and Brad, for that. Chewy, I agree with that as well. Jeff?
I'm going to say chewy, but there has to be a creaminess to the chewiness. Does that make sense? I don't want it gritty.
Yeah,
that, you know, but I would, it should be more solid than liquid, but the solid should be a good consistency, you know, like pudding. You don't want pudding in a milk like form, but yet you don't want it in a solid, like some Jell-O or something either. It's a good mixture of in between.
Exactly. And finally, my question for you guys is, for a food question here, is build your ultimate Chinese feast. Go with Jeff there first.
It's actually going to be the number one from the Cafe Inn, and it has barbecued pork, special chow mein, pork fried rice.
Yeah.
It's also got sweet and sour pork with a little bit of almond chicken and some fried prawns.
Well, we're getting
egg flour soup.
Bang. Yep. There you go. All right, Brad, what is your Chinese feast consist of?
Spring rolls, egg rolls, kung pao chicken, a little bit of a broccoli and or a vegetable rice concoction. Not down with that soup.
Really?
Never had it, but my buddy Dusty did, and I didn't. I'm gonna bow out of that. Okay. I don't know why. I just didn't look that appealing. I should probably try it.
It's delightful.
Because you guys do have pretty good taste in the food, so maybe I should try it.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to think, am I missing anything? No, I like this evening I had spring rolls.
Yeah.
And it was sushi. God, those are good.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, so good.
All right. Caesar.
Fried rice, orange chicken, sesame chicken, dumplings, pepper steak.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Egg rolls. And, of course, soy sauce.
Oh, okay. Well, mine is number 9 from Peking North. It's chow mein. It has two large prawns with cocktail sauce. It has sweet and sour pork, which is amazing, with the sauce on top.
Wait, do they have the orange sauce or the brown sauce?
It's like a black sauce over it.
Oh, it's a dark. Yeah, it's the dark sauce, not the Panda Express orange sauce.
No. It's
okay. Yeah, they use the sauce. That's the real stuff. That's why I like Cafe.
And my favorite on the dish, almond chicken. Oh my god, I love almond chicken. Delicious. Yes. That's it. And I don't do rice. I ask for no rice because that's how it goes. All right, now. All right, we'll finish the podcast here with our random question of the night. I'll ask Brad. Actually, this is from Bree, actually. I'll ask Brad if he knows the answer first. What is the smallest mammal in the world?
Smallest mammal in the world?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That's a good one.
I didn't even know who this actually was an animal before she told me yesterday. I was like, I don't know what this was, but yeah.
I'm gonna go with like a bat.
All right. What kind of bat?
What kind of
bat do you think?
Just like a normal, I don't know, like a bumblebee bat or something.
You know what? You got it right on the nose.
Did I really?
You did.
Well,
bumblebee bat. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I never knew that was actually a thing until she told me yesterday. What's so funny there, Jeff?
Nothing.
Oh, nothing.
Jeff makes me laugh. Jeff just makes me laugh. Yeah, okay. It was a, honestly, I,
Yeah?
Yeah, it is what it is.
Didn't know you were such a bat expert, Brad.
Well, don't you? Dark bats, you have your gray bats,
the bumblebee bats.
Bumblebee bats.
Yes. Hey Brad, what's the location of this bat by chance?
Well, they're all over, Jeff. I mean
well no, this particular one, because I'm sure You know, like vampire bats are not around in the United States. They're exclusive to South America and Africa.
Correct.
But yet, fruit bats are pretty heavily around here. So this bat that you speak of, where's it from?
Well, it's at risk of extinction. I mean, that's all I know.
What level is it?
What's that?
Nothing.
I don't know anymore. I don't know.
All right. Well, here we go. We're on to the next question.
Sorry.
This is from me. It's all right. I'll ask this to Jeff first. If you could appear on any game show, what would it be and why?
Well, I've done that one before.
Any game show?
My bad.
No.
Like,
no.
does it have to be a game show that's on TV right now?
No, past or present. Past or present. Yeah.
I'm torn between Legends of the Lost or Legends of the Lost.
Okay, Lost Ark, yeah.
Yeah, or Wipeout.
Interesting. Okay.
Or Jeopardy.
Or Jeopardy, yeah. No thanks. I'm not a good Jeopardy person, not a good trivia person like that. I wouldn't do well on that one.
I'm so full of useless knowledge, I think I'd do decent.
Oh, definitely would, for sure. Brad, what do you think on that one?
Well, I'm going to go to Price is Right in November when I'm down at my sister's wedding.
Oh, nice.
That would be my choice. I'd love to be on Jeopardy, but I'm not smart. I'm not – I know a lot of useless – I know a lot of trivia myself.
Yeah.
It'd be fun to play trivia with Jeff, actually.
That would be a good time.
We could make that happen sometime.
We should. But Lost Boys has it, and I heard it's good.
I'd go too, because I've done a lot. So, yeah, a lot of trivia.
But, I go Price is Right or Jeopardy, probably.
Okay. Caesar.
It's a toss-up between Theo Nordahl or Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Interesting choices. Okay. I would definitely go on Family Double Dare.
Yeah.
That was a fun show. Definitely.
Oh, I forgot about Family Feud. Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. That's the one I'm on as well. Family Feud is number two. I wonder when he does like the bad answers and he just crushes them badly, or it's just funny. It's hilarious. Yeah. All right. Caesar, what is your random question for us tonight here?
Comeback's beyond that.
All right. Jeff?
Misty's informal.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I am going to say, granted it's not over, but so far, what has been the best part of your guys' summer?
Ooh. Just pretty much, going for swims in the backyard when it's hot out and listening to my podcast on full blast. That's pretty much about it for me.
Best part of the summer probably is not being home a lot, which is not new, but I embarrassed myself just having a horrendous golfing day in Idaho. That was fun. God, that was horrible. But I've had a lot of I've spent a lot of time in the pool.
Yes.
Whether in Idaho or my buddy's pool, so I've been in the pool a lot, and so because in the wintertime that's not going to happen. So
any sunburns?
Oh yeah. Going down to Oakland in June for the A's game, and then getting I couldn't move the next day because my shins were so it was so bad.
Did you wear sunscreen at all or no?
No, because I didn't think it was going to be that warm down there, and then
it doesn't have to be hot to get a sunburn, Bradley.
You are
it was embarrassing, and get that flying home on that plane sunburned. No. And where you basically feel like you're sick, and with a drunk guy on the plane flirting with the flight attendants. When he was flirting with the flight attendants in the emergency exit row. It was great.
Brad,
Yeah.
If you're going to sit in the emergency exit row, do not be drunk and quit flirting with flight attendants.
No. There was an old guy.
You don't have to explain it, sir.
No. The old guy. There was an old guy in the plane doing that, not me.
You're not a spring chicken, youngie.
I'm not. Yeah, speak for yourself.
Sorry.
Speak for yourself, man.
All right, there you go. All right.
Yeah.
Caesar, what's your favorite part of the summer?
Going to a couple of Twins games. Besides them losing, I enjoyed the being out there.
Yeah.
On the.
Despite them losing, they lost both times you went.
Outside. I enjoyed being outside the stadium.
There you go. All right, Jeff. What was your favorite part of the summer?
Probably the trip to the Oregon coast that we went on earlier in July, and that was an absolute.
Oh, you remember that?
Oregon. Yeah, Oregon and Washington coast, and it was an absolute blast. I mean, I had there's days where I walked like 22,000 steps.
Oh,
and that's not
crazy.
Oh yeah,
that's more than I walk every day.
Plus, like a 9 mile. There was, you know, one day we had 16,000 steps and a 9 mile bike ride.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
But it was fun. Pool, go karts. Oh, we were exhausted. But, yes. You know, I drank a lot of beer, had some of the best sushi I've ever had, or the best seafood, sorry, that I've ever had in my life.
Awesome.
Oh, it was amazing. My kid ate raw oysters.
Nice. Those are good.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I was quite proud of him for that.
Oh, there you go. All right. Caesar, what was your random for us tonight? Question for us.
How would you like to end your summer?
What's that?
How would you like to end your summer?
How would I like to end my summer?
Yeah.
Oh, crap. I had to keep this one appropriate.
Not being sunburned is my answer on that one. Jeff, what's your answer to that one?
I don't want to add to the population, take away from the population, or end up with jail.
There you go. I like that. Brad?
God, there's a joke in there somewhere. I just can't find it. Damn it.
Yeah.
I was gonna say I don't think one's possible, but I don't. Well.
No, it's yeah. That the number one is not really possible, but still, I throw it in there just to be on the safe side.
I mean, if we keep having tantrums, number two is possible, but
yes.
No. That was a funny story. I'm going to California next week for 2 days. So I'm gonna enjoy that.
Yeah. Nice. And, what part?
LA.
Oh, Los Angeles. Oh.
Yeah. And then I'm gonna. I always end my summer. It usually ends the same way. It's our fantasy football draft is the last Saturday of August.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of those nights that where it's just a blast and food, drinks. Yeah. That was just great.
Nice.
I'm gonna go to Pullman.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm not. Oh, no, okay. Based on. That's right. Yeah, with the Pac-12 debacle.
Least going forward, WSU will consistently be a top four school in the Pac-12. I mean,
they're going to go to the Mountain West within about 6 months. You watch.
I agree.
But no, for the time being,
I was either going to go to
number four. We're number four.
I was either going to go to Pullman or Corvallis in September. I'm not going to Minnesota because I can save money. But
I would say Corvallis would be a better choice, I would say.
Well, I've been to Pullman, yeah. I know, but Oregon State's coming to Pullman.
Oh, are they? Okay.
Yeah, and I know people that are going to be at that game. So it's like, maybe that's a game to do. And I'll probably be in the water Labor Day weekend if it's nice. And so
nice.
I'll be up at Gillette. Do you want to come up?
Where? Gillette?
Gillette.
Never been up there.
It's up kind of by Colville.
I could go up there.
Actually, it's in between Colville and Ione. If you, half my neighborhood's going to be up there. It's going to be fun.
I could come up for the day. I could come up for the day for sure.
Dude, I'll send you where it's at.
Okay. All right.
It's there fun times.
All right, Caesar, how do you want to end your summer, Caesar?
Go to the Minnesota State Fair at least twice with once with my friends, once with my family.
Yeah.
And possibly in one of those days with a bonfire.
Nice.
Oh, there you go. Nice bonfire. Nice.
I hope they lift our restrictions by then.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. All right, Brad, what is your question for us to end the podcast today, tonight?
The best podcast you listen to and what?
Oh, I have so many podcasts. Oh, my God.
I know.
I'll go last. Jeff, what do you got?
I don't know if I got a single favorite. My favorite one of all time is no longer. He quit doing it about a month ago. Okay. That was Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank.
Okay.
But I'll tell you, New Heights is big up there for me, as well as Two Bears, One Cave with Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura.
Sure.
Those are both way up there. And then Bert, what's that?
Those guys are funny.
They're hilarious. And then Bert Kreischer's own podcast is also pretty good. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, I have a lot of podcasts I listen to, but I'll just disregard my sports podcast, which is the ESPN Radio in the Morning podcast and the Buck and Salk. But beyond that, I love Rick and Jeffrey every morning, every day, full show podcast with Brooke and Jeffrey. Also,
wait, with who?
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. Brooke and fucking Jeffrey in the morning. God damn it.
the guy that used to be on that show is kind of a little nuts.
Oh, Jubal? He is like out there now. Like, did the meth hit him or what?
Oh, is he?
He's
a whole separate hour on that guy. Man.
And his wife still seems fairly normal.
No. She divorced him.
What?
Yeah, he left their marriage.
Interesting.
Oh, I didn't know that. That doesn't surprise me.
Yes.
But no,
nobody knows why, but he left the marriage. Yeah.
All right. Well, I also like Armchair Expert with Dex Shepard.
Yeah.
And then also, I'll go one more. Actually, I'll go two more. I have Smart List with Jason Bateman. I have the guy from Will and Grace.
Hayes.
Sean Hayes and Will Arnett. And then I love Conan O'Brien. He's a friend. That's also really good, too. That's a great podcast as well. All right. Brad? What's your favorite podcast? If you have any podcasts you listen to. I doubt you do, but,
Half-Assed Morning Show, Nitrix, and then Paul Allen's K-Fan show.
Okay.
Oh, is that the play-by-play guy for the Vikings?
It is.
Yeah, play-by-play guy for the Vikings.
That guy is so damn
funny.
Not
the owner of the Seahawks. Nope.
No. Well, no, I knew that. No, that guy is so good at the radio calls. It's ridiculous. I love that guy when they put his voice on.
Because
he can't hide his disdain. He can't hide, or when he gets so excited.
Awesome. It's great. Yeah.
Awesome.
All right, Brad, who are your favorite podcasts?
One I can't mention because it's political. Bill Maher is a good one right now.
Okay.
Because he has all kinds of different people. I like that.
Nice.
I like certain things about Joe Rogan. Always have.
I
do.
Hours long. No.
I like Rogan because he's that long.
No, thank you. No, thanks.
I like the longer one because you can have real conversations.
Yeah.
I like an hour and a half, 2 hours longer. Good for me. That's good. That's long enough.
But those would be the main two. And then there's there's been some ones they did a part series on Siskel and Ebert back in the day. They did a whole thing. There's people who worked with them and knew them.
Oh.
20 years, in 21, I just found this. There's like an 8-part series where they go through and really talk about the dynamic between those two and all the different steps. And it's quite.
Didn't they hate each other for a while?
Yeah, well, for the first 6 years, they never spoke to each other. And then it became.
Wow.
And then, yeah, and then they got to be decent friends. But it went back and forth on, they were, that's back, it was the last era where you know, newspaper guys hated each other, but then would go out and drink. And it was really kind of a, it was just a different time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really cool. I thought
that would be a cool story.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, guys. Well, it's been fun. Welcome back in the podcast. And we'll talk to you guys in a few weeks when the NFL season is upon us.
Will do.
That works. Have a great evening, fellas.
All right. See you guys. Yep.
I'll Google
it. Have a good night.
All right. See you.